Are you guys ready, church? Ready. You guys are ready? I hope I'm ready. No, I'm joking. I am ready. My name is Jaco. It's wonderful to have so many of you here. All the visitors, you are especially welcome in our congregation. May I just catch somebody there? We want to greet the other geliefdes in our congregation, Johan and Lizette. They are very in love. I see you this morning. Good morning to you guys as well. I just want to start off just by thanking the band for being here this morning. I want to thank the sound people. Can we just give them a hand? They are here very early. They start working here when we are still under the spirit of the duvet, especially in the winter times. Thank you guys for sacrificing so much and for Shanani and them for making it so beautiful every Sunday. It's my privilege and honor this morning just to bring the word of God to us. And before we start, let's just pray and just honor the Lord. Father, this morning we just want to come, Lord, and just be still before you. And know that you are the God of the ages. Lord, we bring our minds to you, Lord. And we all know, God, most of us have busy weeks, Lord. And we just want to come and sit at your feet this morning, Lord. And we want to ask that your love and your presence will come and sweep us away. God, that we will be like in a cloud with you, Father God, hearing your voice, feeling your touch, Lord, hearing your heartbeat for us. And this morning, Father, we just are so privileged to know you. And God, I want to thank you for this word. And we thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and powerful, God. And that we are nobodies. We are nothing, God. But your word is alive, Lord. Your word is life because it is you. And this morning, God, my prayer is, Lord, that your word will penetrate our hearts very deeply, Lord. And that your word will come and transform us, change us, and come and make us into the image of Christ. So that we can glorify you, God, wherever we live and move and have our beings, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the teacher, the revealer of truth. And we ask you this morning that you will come and be the teacher. We invite you into this place. Come and minister to every heart. Come and speak to every person. Come and show us Christ together as we come here to worship you. In the name of Jesus. Are you agree with that prayer? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Guys, this morning, I've got a very, very simple word to us, but I think a very seasonal word. Again, I always preach out of things God does in my life most of the time because then it's real to me. It's not just empty words like in a book like that. But this morning I want to, yes, as I was working, God has given me now a new picture of this thing. And, you know, I'm a wannabe pro golfer. I watch the PGA tours where there are real pros, but I'm like Tiger Woods. I'm in the woods here and in the woods there, you know, everywhere. Steve says I look the part, but my game is not the part. So, if you're a golfer, you know the one thing you appreciate is very good and hard greens. You know, a green will be putt, the greens. Johan will understand this. And the harder the green, the harder it is to putt. But it's also better to putt that way. You know, your lines isn't as hard to read. There's no bumps. You know, there's no holes in the greens. You know, it's firm and you can be sure of your stroke. And this morning, I didn't thought of this. This morning, as we were singing, God just told me that many of our hearts have become like greens, have become hardened, and it's not sensitive to what God wants to do through us, especially towards one another. And in this season, April, May, in all the golf courses in the Western Cape, they call it the Holocaust, the greens. They take a big roller with like pinna, you know, like with this huge pins, and they roll it over the greens, and they make like holes this thick. And then they come and then they put seeds in it, to make the greens more firmer and to grow throughout the winter time. So when I go and play now, it's terrible to putt because now you go over 1,000 bumps and you miss birdie putts. Or for me, I miss triple bogey putts, you know. That's where I'm at. No, I'm joking. I have improved over the last year. So guys, just as you know, God wants to come this morning, I believe, by his Holy Spirit, to come and be the Holocauster. And he's asking us, are we willing enough to lay our hearts bare before him to come and roll that roller over us? So his word will come and penetrate us. So he can plant his seed inside of our hearts so that new life can start. And it's such a beautiful picture to me, you know, in the natural of God wants to do this morning. And this morning I want to share with you a few thoughts on just living a life of honoring each other. And we are so familiar with this topic, you know, we know about honor, we grew up honoring our parents, all that. But I believe this principle is still very profound and central to understanding God and His ways. Amen? And you see that the challenge we have as a church today is that honor as a virtue has been lost in our communities. We can see it everywhere. If we look towards our young people and how they treat elderly people, how they treat their teachers, how they treat you as a parent, it is horrific. You know, I had the privilege to come from a school where, you know, where we had the culture of honor, you know, where we had to stand up when people walk into the room, where we tuck our blazers, you know, we open the door for teachers. And in my business years, when I worked at schools, the one thing that struck me, which actually offended me, was this lack of honor in children. And so, you know, that is a picture for us, you know, it's a virtue being lost, and we as a church must come back to this. Because God is a God of honor, and His ways is His ways of honor. So the reason I want to talk about this morning is because very recently I was treated very badly by one of my Christian friends. And through that, I learned a couple of lessons. And don't worry, it wasn't you. Don't worry, it wasn't my wife. It was none of you guys. Shoo. But I was treated very badly by a Christian friend. And guys, this morning my focus of my prayer is for us as the body of Christ. And you will see my scriptures is all focused on the context is the body. But this also applies to the world out there, to your boss, to your best friends out there, to your colleagues and all that. And the situation is, I must just share it because it's confidential still. You know, we had a meeting and we discussed some, you know, I discussed some personal matters with a friend about a thing we wanted to do together. And, you know, I was sharing my heart and telling him what is my view on it and how we're going to do it together. And just after a while, my friend just shunned me off and he made me feel important. But in that doing it, it was like the next moment he was like starting to share to me how good his relationship is with the Lord and the revelations he gets from God and how close he is to Jesus. And I thought to myself, yes, what does this to do with anything? And I walked away there feeling very invaluable and disregarded. I felt like I came here to share my heart, but this guy just came and like trampled upon it. And we called each other Christian brothers and friends. You know, and as I walked away and I drove in my car back to my house, I realized, guys, as Christians, we are many times very good at honoring God, but we have no clue how to treat each other and how to honor one another. And through that, we injure each other and we offend each other grossly in the body of Christ. And that's why people don't come to church anymore. They judge organized Christianity. They want to just do their own thing at their homes because there we're safe. There's only me and God. And we're so good at honoring God and being spiritual around God. But when it comes to real life, one-on-one, we have no clue. And we trample and we use each other to get to our next goal in life. And God wants to set that straight this morning. So, and I think for the season we're in, it's very appropriate that we talk about these things if we want to move to where God wants us to be. You know, Theo shared about kindness. I hear Pastor Fred talking about gentleness. You know, and if you think about kindness is the way we treat others, but honor is, you know, is the motivation why we are kind. So this is all, I believe, in the same season as Theo and Fred is sharing. And you see, as we as followers of Christ, because we're part of the body, I believe God is very concerned about our relationships with one another. We are a body. We belong to one another. Amen? And if you look at the book of Corinthians, Paul, God through Paul, fights with him about how they treat each other. He addresses issues. The book's name is the Book of Corrections. Correcting how we're treating each other. They had divisions and fractions and murmuring and groaning and sleeping together with other wives and stuff. And Paul is fighting. God is fighting with him and say, church, you can't treat each other that way. Because the way we honor each other is the way we honor God. The way we honor each other. Repeat after me, please. The way we honor each other is the way we will honor God. Amen. So we see, church, we need to learn to see people the way God sees them and treat them accordingly because we're honoring each other, we will honor God. And this morning, I want to answer three questions about honoring. what is honoring? Why do we honor honor? Why is honor important? And how do we honor each other? Amen? So let's start off by that. And it's very simple, very easy. You guys are going to kind of laugh at the end. So let's start off by what is honor. Read with me Romans 12, verse 10 in New Living. It says, love each other with genuine love and take delight in honoring each other. Love each other with a genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Guys, again, the context of the scripture is Paul writing to the church of Romans from, they say, from Corinth. And he's speaking to them about Christian duty. He's speaking to the church. He says, church, love one another with a genuine affection and take a delight, take a great delight in honoring each other. So this is for you and for me. This is for you this morning if you're a Christian, a follower of Christ. Amen? And as I was reading the scripture in my quiet time a few weeks ago, I thought, you know, like we all think, I thought, you know, I've got this wrapped up, man. I know what honor is. And to my gross realization, as I was starting to studying this word, I found out I know very little of honoring. And hopefully you are there where I was at this very moment. So you see, the word honor in the Greek is the word time. Like we say time, but you spell it. I've got it on this next slide. It says there, it says timei. And that means to value or to treat as valuable. I mean, other definitions means to appreciation, esteem, favorable, respect, or regard. It means to value or to treat with value. And in the Old Testament, the Greek and the Hebrew is a bit different. It means something weighty or something heavy. Speaking of somebody or something as important. So the two goes together. Something as important or weighty. So, to honor means that we value other people. Amen? To honor other people means that we value them. And guys, it's important that we understand this. Is to honor each other does not mean that we are blind to their weaknesses, their faults, and their wrongs. That's not what this is meaning. We are not blind to them. We are still sobering, but we're still honoring. You see, and rather it means that we make a choice to treat each other as valuable and precious despite anything. Amen? Isn't that what Christ did for us, guys? Isn't that what Jesus did for us? He valued us so much that He gave up His rights as the Son of God and treated us as precious by shedding His blood for us. Amen? Read with me Philippians chapter 2. It says there, verses 6. It says, though He was God, speaking of Jesus, He did not demand and cling to His rights as God. He gave up His everything for us because we are valuable to Him. You as His child, you are valuable to Him. You see, church, the important question here for me and you is, what would we do to someone or something if they are precious or valuable to us? What would you do for someone if they are valuable to you? The answer is, anything. Amen? Hello, this is Wakker. Are we awake? You will do anything for anybody if they are valuable to you. Amen? You will spend your money, you will invest time, you will spend prayer, you will nurture them, you will protect them. Isn't that true for example for our children? You will do anything for our kids, isn't that? Because why? They are valuable to us. That's what Christ did for us. He gave us everything because He valued us. And by valuing each other, we honor each other, amen? And as followers of Christ, God, we should too be treating each other as valuable and costly and precious. Because we are part of the same body. Amen? Ons behoort aan mekaar. Amen? And as an example, me and Carmen has his friends. I'm not going to share their names again because most of you know them. They're not here in the church. Okay, so great. Who has made them, they've made it their life's mission to make people feel precious and honor when you are in their presence. And I've prayed to God so many times, God, that is my heart when people visit me in my house. To make them feel valuable. To celebrate them. Amen? Now, for instance, it was when I was still in Malmesbury, you know, we came to visit them here in the Cape. And yes, man, we came there for a weekend, me and Carmen. Carmen was still pregnant. And you know, they served us from the Friday till the Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember. They gave us gifts when we left. You know, they offered for us to sleep in their bedroom. You know, they made the best food. You know, the coffee was brought to us. But the worst of all was, Saturday morning when I woke up, He washed my car. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to pray now, you know. It was terrible. But you see, guys, by valuing each other in the same way, we honor each other, and as a result, we honor God. Amen? And that stuck to me. This, God, why does this man do it to me? He values me as Christ values me. And by valuing each other, we honor God, and we honor each other. Amen? So let's start to do that, guys. So the next time you are walking into the restaurant, or you're walking into your office with a security guard, or you're throwing in petrol, how are you going to treat that person serving you? How are you going to treat him? Are we going to just going to treat him because he did something for you? Or are we going to value him as God values us? So tomorrow morning when you meet your boss, your colleague, how are you going to treat him? You are the Christian. You need to set the example. Amen? We're going to explain that later. So what is honor? Honor is to value others. Is to value others. Then second question I want to answer for us this morning is, why do we honor? Why do we honor? First of all, because God commands us to honor everybody. 1 Peter 2, verse 17. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. We are called, guys, as a church to honor everybody. Inside the church, outside the church, whoever. Muslim, Hindu, Satanist. We honor all people. Amen? And the reason we are commanded to honor all people, guys, and this is important, is because we need to know and understand as the church that every human being is made in the image of God. We honor because people are made in the image of God. We are all His handiwork, Paul says in Ephesians 2. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We honor people because they are made in the image of God. Amen? And that's why, and this is right here, guys, where our honor is different than the world. Because in the world, people are honored because they deserve it or they earn it. Amen? But we give it freely as worship unto God because we are honorable citizens of the King. We honor because we are honorable people. Honor is the condition of our heart. Amen? We honor because we are honorable people. And you see, honor is supposed to come naturally from the followers of Christ. So for example, just to throw it out there, look at a homeless person, a street person, or a baby. My question to us is, can they honor us by what they can give to us? No. They can contribute nothing to life or to me and you, but still, we have a reason to honor them. Amen? Because they made it in the image of Christ. So let's renew our minds this morning in the fact that because they can't give us anything, we're going to withhold honor. God's saying, no. Renew your mind. We are called to honor all people. Don't wait for them to deserve it or to honor it first of all. That is my point this morning, that because all of us are made in the image of God, by honoring each other, one another, we honor God. Amen? Second reason why we honor God is because God loves people. God loves people. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated His own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. Church, you see, people are precious to God. Even those we don't like to honor. Even those leaders that did offend us, they are still precious to God. Amen? And that is why God sent Jesus to die for us, because we are precious to Him. If He hated us, He would have left us to die to ourselves. Isn't that true? But you see, like the beggar, like the baby, we didn't deserve God's favor or goodness in our lives. But God in His mercy treated us with favor because He loves us by saving us. Amen? And true honor, guys, is found only in love. True honor is only found in love. Because it's interesting to note that in Romans 12, the first scripture I read was that God has put love right next to honor. Love one another with affection, but still honor one another. So God puts these two pillars, in a sense, next to each other because we need to know that we can't truly honor each other if we don't love each other. The motivation must be love because God loves people. That's why we are called to honor people. It is only if we value and love people as gifts of God, like God values and loves us, that we will receive them, and by doing so, we will honor them. We need to know, guys, that God sends people into our lives as gifts from Himself. Jesus is saying in the gospel, He says, when you receive the one I sent, you receive me. And when you receive me as Christ, you will receive the one I sent. So receiving, we must understand, receiving is a very important part of honoring. Because what we value, you will receive. Receiving, I'm going to repeat that, receiving is a very big part of honoring. Because what we value in life, we will receive. Amen? If you value a person, you receive anything from him. For example, like in marriage, if we value our wives, we will receive everything from them. Even burnt toast. Ha, ha, ha. But we value them. We value them, and therefore we receive. And that's why receiving is the eccentric part to honoring each other. Amen? And guys, the Galatian church in the book of Galatians, they got this right with the Apostle Paul. They treated him not because he deserved it, but they treated him because he was made in the image of God, and they received him. Look at this example in Galatians 4. Paul is saying here, surely you remember that I was sick when I first brought you the good news of Christ. But even though my sickness was revolting to you, you did not reject me or turn me away. No, you took me in and cared for me as though I were an angel from God or even Christ Jesus himself. Isn't that amazing? This guy did something amazing. These believers received Paul because they valued him. They valued him. And through receiving him, they honored him. Amen? But the important thing that we must get at the church, they didn't allow his sickness or his illness to get in the way of receiving him. They said that they overlooked it. And we must understand, guys, like them, that when we receive the person as a gift, we will receive the gift, the giver of that gift, Jesus Christ himself. But when we reject the giver, we will also reject the gift. And they got this right. They received Paul despite his circumstances. But yet, the Bible says, they received Christ, even himself as Christ. So, guys, the same for us. Don't allow people to offend us and then we don't honor them anymore. Look past their so-called sicknesses. Look past their faults. I said earlier, to honor each other doesn't mean we are blind to one another's faults. No, we're sober about it. But we've got reasons why to honor. Not because we deserve it, but because we are made in the image and because God loves that person. God values that person. Amen? Therefore, we can say, but I can honor you. And honor means here to value you because Christ values you. And I need a revelation to see like God sees that person. But we come with the glasses of judgment and sorting each other out and being spiritual, and then people get hurt and offended. Like myself in that previous story. So let's do this. Let's take this example from the Galatian people. Let's embrace it and kick in and walk into this grace which they had with Apostle Paul. So, the reason why we need to honor each other is because we are all made in the image of God. And with the love of God in our hearts, how can we not? Amen? How can we not? Then to answer the last question is, how do we honor? And here I'm going to get practical. Here I want you to think outside of my sermon, to think of your own life, your own circumstances, your own family, how we can honor each other in those circumstances. The first one is in Philippians 2, verse 4. It says, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. The first way we can honor each other is by putting other people first. Amen? We put other people first. Guys, one of the best ways I know how to honor people and to value them is to serve them. Husbands is to serve our wives. One of my biggest revelations when we got Lydia was the fact how selfish I was in all my own ways. Now, you know, it's a daily thing where I need to say, God, deliver me of the selfishness to help and to serve Carmen in raising this child. But the best way to put others first, to honor others is by serving them. Amen? It's by serving God. And that's exactly what Christ did for us. He came to serve us. Read with me in Mark 10. It says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Philippians 2:7 says, but make himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Guys, he laid down his life. He laid down his own interest and did what was best for our interest. That's the God we serve. Amen? In other words, he put us first by becoming our servant. Becoming our servant. Amen? Matthew 25, it's not on there, verse 40, Jesus says, in explanation on the gospel, he says, when you do it to one of the least of my brothers, you've done it to me. Talking about the cup and the water and giving food and clothing. When we do it to one another, we do it as unto Christ. And through that, we honor God. God wants us to honor Him, but my thing is, I sense that we are, this area lacks. God wants to get our relationships right. By being kind, as Theo says. Being gentle, as Fred said. And what God is saying now is just by honoring each other. Putting others first. Serving them. Like Christ served us. Amen? So in that way, we serve them. You see, it's exactly like my friend served me. And in natural terms, I am years his junior in the ministry. But he served me. And I felt so honored through that. But he gave me such a respect for the man because, you know, why me? I'm his junior. Amen, guys? But there's not an age thing in this. It's a principle thing in God's eyes. Amen? And secondly, we honor each other by humility or in humility. Read with me Philippians 2:3. All that same scripture of Christ. Do not do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Serve others better than yourself. Guys, isn't this what Christ did for us? Isn't it what Jesus did for us? In verse 8 and 9, later on, it says there, Jesus humbled himself so much that God came and God honored him by giving him a name above every other name. Proverbs 14 says, honor, humility comes before honor. Guys, if you want to be honored to people's eyes, embrace humility. Become the servant. Serve others. Amen? Romans 12, verses 10, the first scripture in the NIV echoes the same statement. It says, honor one another above yourselves. Above yourselves. Now, how do we do that? Obviously, through humility. We put others above ourselves. Why is that? Because, guys, humility isn't thinking less of yourself. Listen to me here. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself, but rather is thinking more of other people. It's esteeming, it's overvaluing of other people above yourself. If you think less of yourself, you are still thinking of yourself. But humility is thinking more of others. By valuing, in this context of honoring, by valuing others more than yourselves. Amen? That's what God wants. He wants humility as part of our DNA, as part of our church culture, as part of your family culture. By thinking about other people's interests, other people's needs. The perfect place is your marriage. Think of your wife, what makes her happy, what is her interest in life, and serve her through that practically. Amen? Let's start honoring each other, and by that, honoring God. Amen, church? Let's honor each other. Because humility, I said here, is honor in action. Humility is honor in action. Guys, humility is the ideal position to honor somebody. Because you don't think of yourself, you think of others all the time. And through that you will say, but how can I help you? Where can I serve you? Amen? That's how to honor each other. Amen? And to end off this morning, I'm very quick. I'm very glad. To end off, I like the ESV version in this scripture. It puts another spin up. It says, outdo one another in showing honor. Funny word. Outdo one another. And outdo means there, to do it with eagerness, to take the lead, to not hold back. It's a different spin on the scripture. The NIV says, put others above you. ESV says, no, outdo each other. You see, guys, the world also knows how to honor each other because when you earn it, they honor you. When you deserve it, they honor you. But it is here where we as the church need to be different. Where we are called to be different. Amen? As Christians, we ought to outdo one another in honoring each other, like I said, by putting value on them, serving them and receiving them in humility. And in doing so, all these things will result in honoring God. This outdo also has a funny sense of competition around it. I've looked a bit in the Greeks with Henny and so, and funny that there's a sense of like a healthy competition. It talks about outdoing one another, and in the Christian context, it means that we take immediate action to make sure that others have peripheral treatment before we do. So we make sure others get better treatment than ourselves in any circumstance. So we don't allow ourselves to get any honor. We give honor away as fast as we can. Like the word says, we take the lead. Amen? So guys, practically that means don't wait for somebody else to honor you first before you honor them. Don't sit. The Bible says here, take the lead. Outdo each other. Because why? Because the basis of our honor is not works, but love and God's image upon our lives. Amen? Let us honor each other. Especially, I said, in our marriages. Especially husbands with our wives. Especially in the relationships we treat each other. The way that I was felt invaluable and disregarded when I walked away from my friend. Let that not happen again with us. But let when we walk away from each other, felt uplifted, valued, celebrated. And through that, it will result in praise to God. Amen? Especially guys, and the test of honor is always for those who are above us. Let's honor our leaders. You see, valuing is not about what they've done to us or not. Valuing is just a principle of they're made in the image of God and God loves them. And I value them because of that. Let's honor one another. And through that, let Christ be glorified. Amen. I want to end with this beautiful scripture from David in Psalms 8. He just sums up this so nicely. And then we can pray and have some coffee. It says there, I often think of the heavens your hands have made, O Lord, and the moon and the stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us little lower than yourselves, and you have crowned us with glory and with honor. Guys, the God of the universe, the God we love, has crowned every single one of us with glory and honor. And my prayer this morning is that this truth will be like that holocausting thing, will be put into your life. That you are valuable to God. That you are precious to God. That you are accepted and loved by your Heavenly Father. Amen? And I want you today to hear His voice saying over to you that you are precious and honored in my sight. I've crowned you with glory and with honor. And may we go out from here and become people of value so that we can go and value others. And through that, value God. Amen? May we become a people of value ourselves, that we feel valuable in God's eyes. And through that, start valuing each other. And as a result, God will be glorified through that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, that we as weaklings, Lord, and as human beings, Lord, that you've crowned us with glory and honor, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that you gave us your best, Lord, because you valued us. Lord, we acknowledge this morning, God, we did not deserve this, Lord. Everything inside of us, God, are anti you. Lord, we are in need of you, Jesus. And this morning, God, we thank you, Lord, that you have valued us, that you came to serve us, Lord, and you came to give us an example how to serve each other, how to honor each other, God. And my heart's prayer this morning is, God, Lord, that we will become people that are excellent in honoring each other, God. Lord, that we will go from here, God, Lord, with a new set of eyes, a new perspective in life, God. Lord, that we will go forth and we will start to see people like you see them. Because your fingerprint is on their lives, Lord. Your DNA, God, is within them because you made them in your likeness. And Father, I pray, Lord, for the bondservant of Christ to stand up inside of us all. To go and show the world and show each other, God, how valuable we is by practical service, Lord. And Lord, this morning as a church, we repent of injuring each other, of offending each other, Lord. By our words, God. Lord, we also dishonor each other with our words and the things we don't even do. And Lord, we want to ask you for forgiveness, Lord. And ask that you will give us a new head start, Lord, a nivistic papier, Lord, to start afresh this morning, God, and to celebrate each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Church, this morning as all our eyes are closed, I just want to make a simple opportunity. If anybody is here and they haven't received this wonderful God that tells you this morning that you are precious in His sight because He sent His Son Jesus for you. If there's anybody here that has not met this wonderful, amazing, awesome God, then I just want you just to maybe come and speak to me afterwards. This morning, I want to be honorable to you, not put you on a place of display. That's not God's heart. But to end off this thing, we're not done yet. I think it's important that we respond on this morning, church. And maybe you must turn to your wife or a friend of yours. And let's pray by sitting there. And just enjoy the presence of God right now. Because many of you are exactly where I was. You are offended in your heart by a brother. You are injured by what people said about you. And when you left that friendship, you felt like I did. Invaluable and disregarded. And when you look at scripture, you say, but God, that's the way you feel about me. And you're confused. I was so confused. And I thought to myself, God, how can we say we love a God, but the effects of our loves isn't seen by our brothers and sisters? Amen? Guys, the Bible says, but the way we love each other, the people will know whose disciples we are. God wants us to honor each other, and thereby the world will see the God we serve. Amen? So let's turn to one another. Let's pray with one another. Take one another's hand, serve each other in prayer. We're just going to have some music here playing. Don't sing a song, just play some music and let us respond and pray with one another. If you need to forgive, forgive. And if you want any prayer, myself and Theo will be, and we will pray with you. If you need to maybe forgive that person. Or just, if you maybe are the person that did the wrong, maybe come and repent and say, God, I was wrong and how I didn't value that person because you value them. Amen, church. And let's pray. Amen. This morning, I'm going to be soft. There's a lot of people praying. I just want to take the opportunity just to thank you guys for your love for me and for Theo and for just for each other and for being a household of God. And my prayer and my wish is that the people out there will see our God by the way we treat each other. And I want to make an invitation to anybody that needs further prayer. Don't leave here. Guys, God is here. He's so tangibly here this morning. And if there's still like a tug in your heart, then the Holy Spirit isn't finished with you. And maybe just on the side, you know, I grew up in a house that was, my parents divorced, you know, and I struggled with this, to honor my parents. In the context of this, to value them, to see them as important because they've injured me, you know. And that's what happens when we are injured in relationships, we stand back. You know, and what we honor will come to us, and what we dishonor will leave us. That's just a principle. And look at Jesus. The people that honor him came to him, worshipped him. But the people that dishonor him were all outside with all opinions. And, you know, God had lots of work in my heart to forgive them. Because I realized that I must honor them. And that maybe you here this morning, you are injured through parents and colleagues and friends and relationships. And God wants you to be set free. Because God wants you to honor your neighbor. And through that, we honor the most honorable God there is, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I want to just thank you for your church. This is your people, God. And I ask that you will lift up your name over them, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you will make your face shine upon them. That you will give them great peace in this week, God. May the shalom of God overtake them. Lord, and we thank you that your grace is sufficient for every one of them, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, in this week they will hear your voice telling them, this is the way, walk in it. Turn left here, turn right there, Lord. I bless them, Lord, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your angels to accompany them and to surround them, Lord, and to protect them. And we bless you for this wonderful time together, in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, have a wonderful day and a week. If there's any prayer, please come. We will pray with you. Amen.